Boy, have we got to catch you up. Listen, SoClean.com has created the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's faster, more sanitary, and a heck of a lot easier than whatever you're doing. And for a limited time, you can try it at home risk-free for 30 days. You better get on this. Just call 1-800-400-6071. SoClean is completely automated and hands-free. It destroys 99.9% of all CPAP germs. Clean your CPAP system in minutes with no water or hassle. Talk about life-changing. Now, remember when you called for your in-home trial from SoClean.com? Wait, you still haven't called? Here's the number again. It's a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call 1-800-400-6071. 1-800-400-6071.
It's hunting season. What does that mean? It's time for you to take advantage of super savings on select models of Club Car XRT utility vehicles at M&M Golf Cars. Stop dreaming, because now you can own the ultimate hunting machine. For hot deals and exceptional financing on Club Car XRT utility vehicles, stop by M&M Golf Cars to see the possibilities. On-the-spot financing is available, so before you hunt, you should stop by M&M Golf Cars. 131 North Central Drive in O'Fallon, Missouri. Online at mmgolfcars.com.
Winter is on its way. Won't be long till the temperatures start dipping. Now is the best time to call Premier Heating and Cooling to make sure your furnace, boiler, or heat pump is ready for the winter. Make sure you ask about the maintenance agreements and rebates so you know your name is on the books and you know they'll be there when you need them. There's no worse feeling to turn on your heating and cooling system and find out it doesn't work. Call Premier Heating and Cooling right now to make sure you're okay for the winter. Premier Heating and Cooling is a family-owned business with over 25 years in residential and commercial HVACs. All technicians are certified and factory-trained and have completed a rigorous 5-year training program as well as continuing education and training. They're fully licensed and bonded, too. It's Premier Heating and Cooling. Call them today at 636-916-1122 or online at premierheatingcooling.net.
Try a new local restaurant?
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. CPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-500-0810. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Transcend's smallest and most advanced portable design ever, the mini CPAP is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call CPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-500-0810. That's 1-800-500-0810.
Stop by KFC today for a family fill-up. It'll feed a family of four. KFC. It's finger-looking good. Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary.
A trumpet, that's actually me.
Wow.
Hard to believe.
So join his partners and hear.
There's no fun left on the
air. We're full of check and we're full of chips and we think you'll get lots of
sausage and cheese.
Oh, that's a good combo. That's a great combination.
We're about to get Minions Playhouse on the air.
Good afternoon and welcome to the, I almost said December.
Oh, man.
Why would you say that?
I'm rushing it. I don't know. To the October 26th. Ooh, 5 days away from Halloween. Saturday night, I believe, something like
yes,
that.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, until Halloween. So here it is, the 26th day of October, another sleepy, dusty Delta
no,
day.
No, that's not today.
No, that's the 3rd of June.
Ah, okay. Well, I was close. We're brought to you by Thompson Price. Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. We got a lot of stuff to kick around. Got a great joke for you. Buckle up. Here we go.
Hey!
At the control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you very much. But first, back to sausage and cheese real quick. I was at the mall the other day, and one of those kiosks was, is it Pepperidge Farm?
Oh, yes.
Those Pepperidge sampler Farm. Packs?
Yep.
The what?
Those sampler packs with, like, the sausage.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
They still, that must be a huge thing still at Christmas to get as gifts.
And but they used to advertise on TV, and that guy, Pepperidge Farm.
Yeah.
Remember him?
Yes.
But, yes, back to the sponsor. I would like to say hi to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE.
Yes,
and if you are getting ready to receive some money from your 401k, it would be a great time to call Mark and Jason and explore all of your options. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
I don't know how he does it. I don't know how he holds his head up. Two successful band gigs this weekend, and still, here he is, Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great, because we have one coming up on Halloween night, too, and we're all going to dress up as dead rock stars.
You know, you realize, if you wanted to, how much you could charge. What's the name of that band you got?
The Southside Johnny Band?
You could get 10 times what you're giving it away.
Ugh.
Giving it away. That's Dan Strauss.
You're right. Hi, everybody.
Bass player extraordinaire. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Two horses hind end.
And Red Boy says he got that one of those Pepperidge Farm sampler things. He threw everything away when he got home, except for what?
Cheese.
Except for the cheese. He threw everything away but the cheese. No surprise there. Give it up, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
See, when you talk to the folks at Thompson Price, that's our sponsor today, Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home, maybe one of the things you'll say to them when you start going through the whole process to determine what kind of kitchen you're going to end up with is, hey, that you love cheese and that you like to have people over and serve cheese and you're constantly, you know, cutting and slicing and maybe you chop stuff up like the... They can build in this incredible butcher block stuff. And butcher block used to actually always be real butcher block. You know, the wood with a, kind of look like a floor of a bowling alley or something. They have butcher blocks now that are stone. You can't even put a dent in them. And the hardcore cooks, they got something they can chop away with for 8 generations. And it's you're not going to hurt it. You're not going to scratch it. Granite is still a big, big... Are you okay?
Yeah. I didn't realize my mic was on.
Very unprofessional.
Was reaching to turn my mic off and went.
Hang on. I get my phone just vibrated. It's Tom Price. Hang on.
Can we edit that out?
Hang on. Then it's too late.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Tom. No, he knows he did it.
Yeah.
No, he's sorry.
Sorry, Tom.
He said he's sorry. You are? All right. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Says he's going to stay on as a sponsor.
Okay, good.
All right.
Good.
He's all he forgiving
was,
like that.
All he wanted, yeah, it's all he wanted was an apology for unprofessionalism, mm-hmm. and he got it. So he's good to go. Thompson Price is kitchen and bath. They're in the kitchen and bath remodeling business. They're not in the sort of temporarily make it look a little better so you can sell your house business. That's somebody else that does that. Other people, you think you're going to completely redo a kitchen for $5,000. You're not. You're not. You get some paint. Maybe a little caulking done, a couple of more new handles or knobs or something. But no, if you want to do it right, rule of thumb is 10 to 20% of the value of your house. So if you have a $200,000 house, you're looking at, you know, $20,000, $30,000 to do it right. If you don't do it right, then, you know, we're not talking to you. We're talking to people who want a kitchen that is so spectacular that it's the focal point of the house, and it makes you look around at the rest of the house and go, maybe we need to paint some rooms and bring everything else up to as close as we can to deserve being part of the same house this kitchen is. They're very good at what they do, but they don't... If you want somebody to come by, measure, and say, I'll get back to you with an estimate, this is not... You don't want Thompson Price. They can't possibly...
do what they do the way they do unless you participate in their process, they call it. A lot of questions. You'll have yours, they'll have theirs. A lot of ideas. You'll have yours, they'll have theirs. End result? Perfect kitchen. Kitchen you would or bathroom. You'd never find in any house, even brand new, because they couldn't possibly have known what it was that you wanted and you needed to make it that perfect kitchen or bathroom. Their website is thompsonprice.com. Their showroom is in De Pere. It's about a half mile east of 270 on Manchester next to McAllister's Deli. Please go in and take a look around. It's a terrific company. They've been doing this a long time. Mr. Price is in the Kitchen and Bath Hall of Fame. Yeah, it doesn't... Yeah, I know.
Not just a regular run-of-the-mill.
Yeah, so what? Well, here's so what. It's not easy to get in, but he's in there. Thompson, make sure the name Price is in the company you're talking to. If you remember, last couple of weeks, a lot of talk about Back to the Future and how the prediction in Back to the Future 2 was that the Cubs would win the World Series. They didn't win, did they?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so. And that they would beat, I believe it was Miami. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what that caused was that movie to get a lot of attention. Now a lot of interviews with Christopher Lloyd lately. And I spoke with Christopher Lloyd earlier today, and I thought I'd share a little of that interview with you. I said, you know, that had to kind of give you the creeps a little bit when you realized you were in a movie that had a prediction that, even though it wasn't completely accurate, was partially. Cubs were on their way there. Do you miss the future series? There were three movies, and would you do a fourth if they came after you? Here's what he said.
I miss it a little bit, and yeah, I would definitely do a fourth one. I need the money.
I know.
Wow.
Apparently, he went through his dough. I need to talk to him. If he talked to Mark and Jason, maybe. Thanks, Christopher. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're back. Yeah, 1.21 gigawatts.
Yeah, he's still got that in his head. An interesting question I read in an article this morning, and I think this is a great thing to think about. It's stupid. It's stupid, kind of in the same way when people start kicking around, what would you do if you won the Powerball for $150 million? It's really kind of ridiculous, but think about this. It was a poll, and they asked people if you could time travel, if you could get in a DeLorean or whatever and travel the future or the past, which would you do? Would you go to the future or would you go past? And if you go the past, how far back or how far forward? Peon, what would you do? That's stupid, I know, man, but it's kind of fun. It's kind of fun to think about.
Wow.
What would you do?
I always said if I could live in the 50s and still have the internet, that would be the perfect scenario.
Well, you can't.
Well, I know you can't do it. Yeah. I would probably choose to go back to like the 1950s.
Dan, what do you think?
Wow. I would go back in time, probably, too.
Isn't that interesting? I would, too. See, I don't want to go ahead.
Oh, because you know how bad it is now. It's only going to get worse, you think.
No, you might see something really horrible. And then you got to come back present day and spend the rest of your life knowing that's going to happen.
But then also you would go back in time, and then you could bet on every sporting event. You would know the outcome.
Well, you're assuming if you went back, you'd still have your current knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
I would absolutely go back.
Yeah.
And Peon, how far back would you go? To what age would you go back to?
No, I said the 50s. I would go before my birth.
Oh, before you, that's right. You weren't even born. Yeah. I keep forgetting that. I'd like to go back to, I agree, the 50s. Because everything I see about them, even though I was really little, it just looks like Pleasantville to me. I mean,
yes,
Ozzy and Harriet and simple and...
The soda fountain days.
Yeah, and not a lot of news headlines about pedophiles. And I know there was no ISIS, Al-Qaeda. Yeah, we had World War II. No, I agree. I think that's very interesting. Nobody said the future.
I can make that happen with the flux capacitor.
I forgot to turn Christopher's microphone off. Apparently he's still on there for that.
Yeah, because if you go too far in the future, there may not even be an Earth anymore. So you'd just be... Nowhere.
We were on the road this weekend, and we were traveling a little bit, and I've told you that when we do that, I tell my wife, we're eating at Cracker Barrel. She fights it a little bit, and then I remind her who the husband is. And I said, and that's the end of it. She says, I'm sorry, I forgot my place. So we went to Cracker Barrel. And of all the stuff Cracker Barrel has, all the little toys and games, I love this place. I thought of something. I don't know why I thought of this, and they didn't have it. At least I couldn't find it, and I wonder where you'd see it. And tell me if you even know what I'm talking about. When I was a kid, there was a thing. It was like a short coffee can. It wasn't as big. It was more the diameter of a soup can and shorter. And you turned it upside down, it made a cow sound.
Oh yeah,
you remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I haven't seen one in 40 years. No. I wonder if they still make them. And I don't even know what it was called. What do you call it? Cow thing?
I don't remember.
Can, but you turn upside down.
Yeah.
As a kid, I thought it was the greatest thing in the world. I think they had one that was a sheep, but they really should be the cow. And that's the kind of thing Cracker Barrel sells. You see stuff in there and you go, I didn't even know anybody still carried that. Gums and candies and whatever. The other thing I saw was trains and long trains. If you travel across Kansas, it'll also happen if you travel across New Mexico or in any wide open space, you'll see trains in the middle of nowhere, just trains. And I got to wonder, let's say you're in the middle of a just nothing state where it's just nothing but land and no mountains, it's just and no population, it's just open, Wyoming. I've never been there, but it's not very heavily populated. And the engine on the train breaks down. Now what? Now what? You can only get there to help them, I would assume, by train. Or can you get there another way? Can you send that's a weird thing to think about, but it conks out on you. Well, now what do? You got the 150 cars behind you, and they need to get where they need to go. And how do you? You can't just get out with a toolkit and fix that engine. These are the things that keep me up at night. But I also did notice on one train that we saw going along parallel to the interstate, I started looking at the cars. And I would say 30 of them said the same thing on them. And they said J.B. Hunt. Now, I've seen J.B. Hunt on the highway. Tractor trailer truck. You've seen them. Have you ever noticed J.B. Hunt?
Yeah.
So, when I got to a computer, I thought, I'm going to find out about J.B. Hunt. It must be much bigger than I thought. Listen to this. Here's what I found. J.B. Hunt is obviously a transportation company. It was founded by a guy named Johnny Bryan Hunt in 1961. All right? Started with 5 trucks and 7 refrigerated trailers. By 83, 22 years later, it was the 80th largest trucking company in the United States, taking in $63 million a year. And they had 550 trucks, the actual tractor part of the truck, and over 1,000 trailers, and over 1,000 employees. Let me give you today's numbers. J.B. Hunt does $10 billion in business. They transport things throughout the continental United States, Canada, and Mexico. They have 16,000 employees. Check this out. They have 12,000 tractors, the part of the truck that pulls the trailer on the road, and 47,000 trailers.
Wow.
Man.
Holy cow. How does one person... I'm always just... I'm so fascinated by a guy like Sam Walton or J.B. Hunt, some guy who takes one thing, it just starts small, and in a lifetime turns it into something that big.
And you want to sit down and talk to him and say,
yes.
Did you vision, in your vision of your company, did you think it would be a $10 billion company and you would have that?
And the answer would have to be no.
Yeah.
It'd have to be no. Holy
It's like, God. I just wanted to make a good living. That was it.
Now, speaking of big companies, hang on. I got something here. What did I do with this? I want to share this with you. How much time do we have? Hang on. I'll find it. Da, 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 da.
Mm-hmm. You got a lot of papers over there.
Yeah, shoot. What's going on there?
I can't find it. I'll save it for later, but it was the... I got it. It was the 10 biggest employers in the United States. I don't have time to do all 10. Who do you think's the number one? Because J.B. Hunt got me thinking, how many other big companies are there that employ a lot of people? Who's the number one employer in the United States?
Oh, Walmart. Wow. I would say Boeing.
Bingo, Walmart.
Walmart?
Yep.
Wow.
Walmart's number one. Walmart employs 2.2 million people.
Yeah.
man.
Now, who do you think's number two? I would have said McDonald's.
Number two, Amazon.
No, it's Yum, because Yum owns brands. Kentucky Fried Chicken, yeah. Taco Bell, Pizza Hut.
Oh.
And they have over 500,000 employees. And number three, we'll get the rest of the list. Number three is McDonald's. McDonald's employs almost 500,000 people. But, again, Ray Kroc, another example of one guy who sees a couple of brothers and they have a hamburger place and they make shakes and he turns it into... And there's no way that he could have known how big that would get. Now, I got to thank Peon for this story, and then we'll get to the joke. Everybody, as long as I can remember, has speculated about what's in a hot dog. And I don't know that I've ever had an answer, because I think they're probably different hot dogs. And some hot dogs have different ingredients, but we've always thought, most of us, that a hot dog... It's not exactly, it's sort of like what's left over, they ground up and put
on the floor.
Tube, and yeah, check this out. There's an organization called Clear Food. They evaluate food, and they dissect food and examine food and put it in sophisticated, under microscopes. They took 345 different hot dog samples. They also did sausage, but let's just stick with hot dogs for a minute. 2% of the hot dogs, regular hot dogs, had human DNA in them. Now, I'm not exactly sure what that means. A lot of things constitute DNA. Could be fingernails, hair, poop, skin.
Sweat.
Or a ground-up Jimmy Hoffa. And then distributed it all over the place so that a little of Jimmy is in a lot of hot dogs. But here's the best part. If you vegetarians and you gluten-free people... For those of you who always think, ooh, if I go that route, it's a lot healthier. Remember, 2% of the other hot dogs had human DNA. 2/3 of vegetarian hot dogs had human DNA.
Oh.
So yeah, there. Yeah. 2/3 of the vegetarian hot dogs had chunks of people in them.
Mm. Mm.
Maybe that's the part that tastes so good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to stop eating them.
I just don't. I told you I don't eat hot dogs. I eat hot dogs rarely, and only if I see somebody else burning them to a crisp,
I
can burn them. I will not eat a boiled hot dog. Water hot dog, no thank you.
Actually, I've steered away from hot dogs because there are so many other better options out there now. Like they have chicken sausage and turkey sausage that I don't know if chicken parts and turkey parts are better than... Pork parts, but I don't know
that they are
beef parts.
But it makes you feel good, so there you go. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
There's a particular reason for this joke. It's something that's coming up too soon. That's I mean, very soon. That's all I'll tell you. If I tell you more, I'll give it away. I can relate to this joke because my dad's now in a nursing home. He'll be 90 next year, and it's pretty depressing and sad. I hope I never have to go to a nursing home. Guy's visiting his dad. His dad's 98 years old, and he walks into his dad's room. And this nursing home, it's kind of like a hotel. You know, you have a room. It's like your own bedroom. He walks in, and older people do strange things, let's face it, but this was beyond strange. His dad had no pants on, and he was covering his penis with black shoe polish, just smearing black shoe polish all over his penis. He says, oh my goodness, for goodness sakes, Dad, I told you, you're going to have to wear your hearing aids all the time. They said you're supposed to turn your clock back.
Meet me.
Let's check traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan. They've cleared the crash on southbound 55 north of Imperial. They've also cleared the accident, happened on southbound 141 of Fiedler Lane. Now, you're still running slow from Graboid Bluff all the way down through Highway 21 in pockets. Eastbound 40 downtown, still jamming up from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. On westbound 40, you've got some heavy to slow pockets between Vandeventer out through McCausland, also from Clayton Warson through Mason. Eastbound 270, a little bit slow east of McDonald through 170. And it looks like westbound 44, you still have some slow traffic from Hampton out through Murdoch. This report brought to you by Account Temps. It's check out the 2016 salary guide to see the salary forecast for more than 400 accounting and finance jobs. Visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Coming to a radio near you, Mr. Carney goes to Washington.
Excuse me, are we near the Statue of Liberty?
John Carney will broadcast his Monday and Tuesday show from Washington, D.C.
So I'll probably bust into the Senate while I'm there and filibuster. Maybe go up and read some transcripts from Frank Opinion's show.
Mr. Carney goes to Washington.
So if I go in the Oval Office, can I sit in the chair and spin around?
Starring John Carney.
Come on.
Beginning at 1, Monday and Tuesday, live from Washington, D.C. on KTRS.
Wouldn't you like to save on your home or commercial building's energy costs? Hi, this is Steve Mace with Aladdin Insulation. It's football season and getting colder rather than warmer. If your energy bills are out of control, there's something you can do through improved insulation. If your home or commercial building isn't properly insulated, it's allowing cold air to seep in the winter and hot air in the summer. You can save hundreds and possibly thousands a year on your energy costs with one call to Aladdin Insulation. For over 65 years, my team at Aladdin has been making homes and commercial buildings more energy efficient. Aladdin Insulation can install spray foam, standard fiberglass, or blown fiberglass, lowering your energy costs by 20% or more each year. Call us for a free assessment at 636-947-8000. That's 636-947-8000, or see our website at truteam.com. Call Aladdin Insulation now to start saving before the cold weather hits or we go into another hot St. Louis summer. 636-947-8000.
Imagine your life 5 years from now. Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule. For information, call 1-800-400-9129. Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-400-9129. That's 1-800-400-9129.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is with us. Kathy, how should buyers prepare when looking for a new home?
Well, align yourself with a knowledgeable agent team like us. Homes are selling quickly and often for above asking price. We network with other agents to find coming soon homes before they even hit the market.
Kathy Helbig, what makes buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups because we have a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as design and staging, marketing, and buying. Specialist.
How are you using technology to help your client?
Our clients can utilize iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps that help make the home buying process smooth and fun.
Great.
It allows for direct communication with our clients, and they have the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's fantastic. That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West Real Estate. She's an expert on KSDK Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on the Big 550 KTRS. Check her out online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD. Is it that time when dentures are in your future? Well, before you talk about dentures, let's talk about dental implants and let's talk about Dr. Bowen. Because at Dr. Bowen, he is world-renowned when it comes to dental implants. He has gotten all the education. He's up to date on all the latest technology. So if you need a full mouth extraction, maybe a couple of teeth, or maybe just one tooth, dental implants could be in your future, and Dr. Bowen's the one to do it. When you visit Dr. Bowen, he will go over the entire procedure, and all of the procedure is done right there on Dunn Road in Florissant. Bowen Dental Care is a family-run dentistry that has been handed down from generation to generation, and many people are going to Dr. Bowen to talk about dental implants. In fact, those existing dentures you have right now, he can turn those into dental implants, whether it's the first visit or a second opinion. Bowen Dental Care, 314-921-3500 or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com. For all of your heating and your cooling needs, there is a St. Louis family you need to be aware of. It's Gelmisch & Sons. Since 1950, the Gelmish family is making sure all of your heating and cooling needs are taken care of. They make sure your operations are running in peak condition, which in turn will save you money on your energy bills. At Gelmish & Sons, if need be, they will install a brand new full Lennox system. Now that's the gold standard. A full air conditioner and a furnace for $28.95. Think about that for a second. A brand new furnace and a brand new air conditioner for $28.95. Because it is much more energy efficient, you will save money on your energy bills. And Gelmish & Sons is that family since 1950. It's been the family name on the door. It's been the family name on the big red trucks. They haven't sold it, and they make sure they are proud, and customer service is top-notch. Gelmish & Sons, 314-993-1110. That's 314-993-1110 or gelmishandsons.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank hearing pitches from small businesses. Now, there is a new way for small businesses to get a loan in minutes. It's called Cabbage. That's Cabbage with a K. Just fill out the application online. You'll get an instant decision and could have access to a line of credit of up to $100,000. No waiting, no hassle. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and is a Forbes top 100 company. Go to cabbage.com. That's Cabbage with a K. K-A-B-B-A-G-E. Or call 888-CABBAGE.
Are you predictable? When was the last time you surprised someone with something totally unexpected? At ProFlowers, we think predictability is boring. So we're making it easy for you to be unpredictable by offering our best-selling 100 blooms for just $19.99. Plus, we're giving away a free glass vase with every order. But hurry, because this incredible deal ends this Friday. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 6363. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 6363.
Beramir Glass and Door, simply the finest when it comes to mirrors, glass, and shower doors. You can't find better quality, better prices, or even better service than at Beramir Glass and Door. Beramir Glass and Door has the largest, most beautiful showroom in all of St. Louis, full of the latest, most custom designs. Our must-see showroom is conveniently located in Chesterfield Valley. We have the basics all the way up to the elite. Beramir Glass and Door can't be beat.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
B-Dubs has done it again with their new Angry Orchard Fiery Applesauce, part of their limited-time menu. It's got heat that builds with kicks of apple and cinnamon. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports.
With all the market volatilities these days, it's nice to know St. Louis-based Stifel Nicolaus is home to one of the investment industry's largest equity research departments. Learn more about Stifel's nationally recognized research capabilities and get a free copy of their research monthly publication. Call Scott Carruthers at 314-292-6201.
Before we introduce Mike Evans, I have to tell you, this is almost creepy. I'm convinced, I think, that people are listening to us or watching us through the computer. I mentioned in the Playhouse that it's been years since I saw those little cans. You turn them upside down and they make the sound of a cow.
Right.
So I go to Google and I typed in toy that makes. That's all I typed, and it auto-filled and finished it, sound of a cow. Now, you got to be kidding me. That's creepy.
Yeah.
That's creepy. Toy that makes, that's all I put in, and it put sound of a cow. People are watching us and listening to us. And here's a guy now that we can listen to. His name is Mike Evans. He's in Southern California. He's brought to you by Annie Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Annie Guns and the Smokehouse are next door to each other. They're closed today. Monday's their day off. And you need to make reservations for dinner, especially because they are very popular, very busy, and for good reason. And don't forget about gift cards. Nobody doesn't appreciate a gift card from Annie Guns of the Smokehouse. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Mike Evans.
Yeah.
Give it on up.
How you doing?
Better. I had the flu the last 3 days.
Ooh.
And I'm never sick. Other than those kidney stones, I haven't been sick in 15 years.
I don't get the flu either. Thank
goodness.
I just
never, ever get it. And all of a sudden, Thursday, it's like, oh, my goodness.
Now, was this the head or intestinal variety?
No, this was achy, sweaty, hurt. Tired,
no, hold
fever.
On.
Nauseated,
oh, no,
but
no,
not throwing
no,
up.
No,
high fever.
That sounds like a brain tumor.
Oh my goodness!
You know, I knew he'd say that. you could use some new material when it comes to people being sick.
No. If we got new material, it'd ruin this whole show.
Well, that's true. Melissa Benoist was on Glee. Now she is going to star in Supergirl, which debuts tonight on CBS. This is a really good show. I recommend it strongly. I think people will like it, and I think it's going to make Melissa a big star.
So is she the daughter of Superman? Is that what Supergirl is?
Yes. But,
okay.
Now, your pop quiz question. Melissa has three unusual tattoos. Which is not one of her three tattoos? A unicorn? A wolf? A bicycle? Or a feather. And by the way, what is the deal with presidential candidate Jeb Bush saying he can't wait for the new show, Supergirl, because he says Melissa is, quote, super hot, unquote.
Oh.
Well, how old is Melissa?
Come on, Grandpa.
How old is
25, he's 65.
Okay. Do you not recognize from time to time when a girl is hot in her
comments? Oh, I do, but if I was a presidential candidate, I would say she's really super hot.
No, I think you probably got a point as a presidential candidate, but as a regular guy, I do it all the time.
Absolutely. I can appreciate, you know, attractive girls. I know older men think that my daughters are attractive.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Amanda's cute. She's darling.
Thank you. Hmm?
Since we last spoke, the doctor of the stars, Dr. Arnie Klein, died. You hate to badmouth the dead, but this Arnie Klein, he was a horrible person. Got more celebrities hooked on drugs than any other doctor. He had Michael Jackson hooked on drugs for 30 years.
I don't think I've ever heard that name before.
I haven't either.
Elizabeth Taylor. Dr. Arnie Klein, really?
No, I heard of Nicopolis. That was Elvis's guy. And Conrad Murray, that was Michael's other guy. He went to jail.
Well, Murray's the guy that actually took care of him and got him to sleep in the propofol. But this guy, Michael, went to every day for supposedly cosmetic touch-ups and got him high, gave him shots while he was in the in his office.
Well, first of all, I don't believe that Michael Jackson ever had any cosmetic surgery. Mm-hmm. That's a lie.
Yeah. Okay. That's.
By the way, this Calvin Klein also was what I really despised about him. He liked telling very personal, intimate, confidential medical information about his famous clients when he would be drunk and at parties.
Oh, man.
This is a guy
you want to
invite. He told
a story one night about Cher. I tell you what, Cher had any idea he was talking about her in this way and about her private parts, she would not be very happy.
What did he say about him?
I'm not going to say.
That he parked his car in there?
No. No.
They were peers?
Very, very.
Like a hot dog down a hallway?
No. See, now why do you have to?
That's a good expression.
Frank, make him stop.
Stop it.
All right.
Love Nuggets, all this talk to Jay-Z and Beyonce are breaking up. That's
who
just
cares?
Bullshoy.
Who cares?
They had dinner at Le Cirque's last week. You know, the story goes that when they first got together, Jay-Z had a prenup put together that said that if he ever went out on her and she found out that she could have 65% of all of his wealth.
I wonder how many people, seriously, like me, cannot name one Jay-Z song or one Beyonce song. I couldn't name you one song they've ever done.
Didn't you ever hear the song Never Hit Your Grandma with a Great Big Stick? It leaves a bad impression on our mind?
No.
What?
No, I did not hear that. And your grandmother Nina would not appreciate that you did that.
I know. Well, actually, she'd probably hit me with a stick.
Was it Beyonce that did? I'm a single lady. Did she do that?
Not like that.
No,
yeah, exactly.
Well,
now there are 55 women who claim that they have been raped and drugged by Bill Cosby. And
oh, boy.
Some of them are telling the same story that when they awoke and came to, they found themselves in a bathtub with Cosby bathing them.
Hmm. Well,
maybe removing criminal evidence, but how weird would that be? You're coming out of a drug, a stupor, and you're in a bathtub, and Cosby's bathing you.
I just still find it so telling that he has never denied any of this, and it's almost like he's just disappeared. He's running from it.
I got a really good story. This is beautiful, Franco, and I know this will make your whole week. O.J. Simpson, ongoing affair with that prison transvestite, a transsexual.
That's a beautiful story.
Has turned into an exclusive relationship.
Oh, I think that's so beautiful.
That is so beautiful.
Oh, man.
It's a one-on-one relationship. They've dedicated themselves to each other.
Oh, my goodness.
Beautiful.
I love that. Yeah, you go, O.J.
There you go. Date in history, October 26, 1960, Rolling Stones made their first appearance on American television as Ed Sullivan Show. Ed Sullivan.
Why are you doing Topo Gigio?
What happened there?
Ed Sullivan Show right here. I'm scared.
Well, that's Ed Sullivan after he got kicked in the nuts about it.
Yeah. On helium.
Right here in our state. Right in our state. Right in our state.
Right here in our state.
Right here in our state.
Right here.
Really. Okay, that's it. All right, we're cutting this off right now.
Birthday today, Wheel of Fortune, Pat Sajak. His birthday today. Did you know Pat Sajak was a Vietnam War hero?
Did not know that. Mm-hmm.
Thought that was kind of interesting, too. And finally.
No.
Wrapping it up.
Melissa Benoit. On Glee, now she's starring in Supergirl, going to be debuting tonight on CBS. She has three, I think, rather odd tattoos, but which of these three is not one of those three that I believe are odd tattoos? Unicorn, wolf, bicycle. Feather.
Dan, he wasn't finished.
Oh.
Feather was the last one.
Oh. He ruined your report.
Bicycle. Sorry. Feather.
Did you ruin the report, Dan? Did you ruin it?
Which one, Dan?
Bicycle.
I'll say unicorn.
And then I'll also say bicycle.
The answer is unicorn.
Oh.
Yeah. Thanks for ruining the poor report. It really helped me a lot.
Way to go, Dan.
Man. I feel so horrible.
Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant on the Smokehouse Market, and I don't believe there has ever been a person who got a gift card from either one of those places that wasn't just ecstatic. Keep that in mind if you're down to not knowing what to get somebody. It doesn't have to be for the holidays. It could be for birthday or retirement or, hey, way to go graduating college or high school or whatever. Annie Gunn's in the Smokehouse. Window World, this company has just baffled a lot of other window manufacturers because they cannot and probably never will figure out how a company can make a window and sell it for $189, and it'd be any kind of decent window. It's beyond just a decent window. It's a terrific window. You know, in your life, there are things you pay for where you go, man, I got every dollar's worth out of that. And other things you go, probably overpaid, had to do over again, I would have shopped around. I don't think anybody has ever said they didn't get their money's worth from a Window World window. $189, lifetime warranty, good housekeeping seal of approval, and the number one selling replacement window in the United States. In the St. Louis area, well over 40,000 homes have Window World windows. You want to know more? Here's the website, windowworldstlouis.com.
Meep, meep.
Let's get our final check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
Things winding down pretty well. The only real slowdown I see now is on westbound 44, and that's running from about Shrewsbury out through Laclede Station. Also eastbound 40, Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge. And then on southbound 270, a little bit of congestion right around Highway 40. And this traffic report is brought to you by Account Temps. Accounting and finance salaries are on the rise. Get an in-depth salary forecast for accounting and finance roles in your area by visiting AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half company. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Mizzou eyes a third straight SEC East Championship. Follow the 2015 Tigers football season on the Big 550 KTRS.
We are Mizzou.
Well, son, we did it. We opened our very own private storage IRA with the Gold Silver Group.
You mean the Gold and Silver IRA that you can store privately?
Yes. We called the Gold Silver Group and they were great. They explained all our options. The Gold Silver Group has three simple steps that made it easy. They gave us the best prices, and now we have our IRA gold and silver in our hands. We even qualified for an extra $700 in free silver.
Okay, Dad, now you've got my attention.
You insure your house, the car, the kids, your health, and even the dog. Don't you think it's time to insure your wealth?
Call 800-943-0812. Learn how easy it is to set up your own private storage IRA and how to qualify for up to $700 in free silver. Protect your portfolio. Diversify with gold and silver. Have your gold and silver IRA privately delivered to your door, fully insured. For the best service and best prices, call Gold Silver Group. 800-943-0812. 800-943-0812.
They're out there. Gunk, corrosion, and wear. Relentlessly preying on engines. But new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline provides unbeatable protection from gunk and corrosion, and superior protection against wear for the best total engine protection you can get. Stay ahead of engine threats with new Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline today.
Take your fantasy draft to Buffalo Wild Wings, the only place as obsessed with football as you are. Wall-to-wall TVs, great food, and excellent drinks only at B-Dubs. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For your real estate needs, you need the K Bova Selling Team, now powered by REMAX Properties West. Make your realty dreams a reality. Find the K Bova Selling Team at sellingstlewis.com.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
A South County man raking his leaves, cleaning out his gutters, fell off of his ladder. Tonight, the paramedics who showed up took him to a hospital and then came back to his house. They had more work to do.
After another St. Louis area fire, the American Red Cross is urging households to practice good fire safety habits.
And Mayor Slay meets with the pastors of local churches affected by arson. But first on Fox, a neighborhood is dumbfounded after several Black Lives Matter signs are destroyed. The woman accused, 63 years old and known for being deeply religious.
Fox News' Rocky Madden joins us live from Columbia, Illinois, with more details about the case. Rocky?